Hurricane Dorian continues to crawl up the U.S. eastern coast, drenching the Carolinas with rain as people in the Bahamas continue to assess damage and make a plan for recovery there. The death toll in the Bahamas now stands at more than 30, and officials say they have no doubt that that number will rise. The U.S. Coast Guard and British Royal Navy have ships docked off the islands, and the United Nations is sending emergency food rations and communications equipment. AP correspondent Michael Weissenstein reports that not much aid has arrived yet.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police, but so far there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming. I think it may be starting today, but people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
And the Bahamas Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, pledges to do whatever is necessary to carry out rescue and recovery efforts. U.S. President Donald Trump has sent the Coast Guard and urban search and rescue teams to help. The man responsible for the Trump administration's Mideast peace plan is leaving the White House, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House says the peace plan is done but will not be released until after this month's Israeli elections. There is now more doubt about its future, with the administration saying Jason Greenblatt will leave in the coming weeks. Palestinians have already rejected the plan, saying it boosts ties between the U.S. and Israel. Greenblatt also infuriated Palestinian leaders by pushing for moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's spokesman says Greenblatt ruined American credibility and destroyed the peace process. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered yet another blow Thursday when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister and from Parliament. This comes after another setback for the Prime Minister, and that is the House of Commons voting in favor of a measure forcing the government to ask the EU to delay Brexit another 3 months if there is no exit deal by October 31st deadline. The measure now goes to Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. Meanwhile, the news has sent the British pound back up after an early week low. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Britain's currency took a hammering early this week, falling below $1.20 to the pound, its lowest since 1985, excluding a brief two-minute crash in 2016. Investors were concerned that Prime Minister Boris Johnson would be able to suspend Parliament and bring the country out of the EU with or without a deal. A no-deal exit is widely considered a worst-case scenario for business, but the pound has rallied as British lawmakers this week wrested control over the Brexit timetable away from Johnson. A bill blocking a no-deal Brexit is on course to pass into law before Parliament is suspended next week. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Mozambique gave a warm and colorful welcome to Pope Francis as he toured the capital Thursday and spoke to lawmakers, youth, and clergy. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Thousands of young Catholics packed to Maputo Stadium to hear him speak of hope, peace, and reconciliation to a nation that, for decades, has struggled with conflict. He was greeted Wednesday night by President Filipe Nyusi, who is running for re-election in October in a contentious poll in which rival parties have already begun heavy mudslinging at each other. But the pontiff did not pander to Mozambique's leadership when pointing out their higher responsibility to honor a recent peace deal. As we know, he says, peace is not merely absence of war, but a tireless commitment, especially on the part of those of us charged with greater responsibility, to recognize, protect, and concretely restore the dignity, so often overlooked or ignored, of our brothers and sisters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says the decision to withdraw a controversial extradition bill in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory was her government's own initiative to break the impasse. It is not Beijing's directive. Withdrawal of the bill meets one of the protesters' 5 key demands. Those demands also include an independent investigation into allegations of police brutality during the protest. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA. with all the latest hits right here on VOA1.